Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 27th, 2025. I have your host James here. We're joined by our great friend Lisa Rouse from the ODC, our local ODC here. And Lisa, thanks a lot for being here.
I'm so glad to be here.
I got a little sidetracked, like I told you. Yep. I saw the wrong name. I almost said it.
Yep.
Lisa, we've loved having you guys part of our open house. I wanted to thank you and the staff for coming down. That was really nice.
Yeah, it was a great day.
We had a lot of fun with that. Yeah. I'm looking forward to next year and others coming up, especially considering how busy you guys were over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Just wrapped up your run, walk, and rock and roll.
Yeah, so run... Yeah, try and say that.
It took me a second.
Everybody always said, gee, why'd you name it that, Lisa? And then I can't even pronounce it. The Run, Walk, Rock and Roll out at Rooted in Red was this last Saturday. And we dialed up some great weather for everybody, so you're welcome. Couldn't have asked for a better day. It was just gorgeous out. Had over 600 people come out to Rooted in Red that day. A number of people came early at 3 o'clock and walked around the beautiful cranberry beds out there and went on wagon rides. Mm. Just a gorgeous day to come together and really focus on the mission of what ODC does.
I heard great things from people. I had a friend that was there, not only enjoyed all the hay rides and stuff, mm-hmm. but really thought that the staff and the clients of the ODC, it was great to be around and talk to and everything. This individual is not from around here, but came down and enjoyed it and was talking, raving about that part of things.
It was really neat. Like one of the things we really went after this year is the inclusivity of having, and we invited other people that do what we do, and just having our clients there. So they were out selling 50-50 raffle tickets, and they were helping with basket raffles, and they were at the welcome table, and just interacting with people, and just getting that interaction and finding out that maybe it's not as scary as you think it is, and that you can, that they're people, right? I think sometimes there's this idea, like, I don't know what I'm going to say to them, or I don't know how to act with them, and you just be yourself, and you can be yourself, and it's so much fun.
This is one of those areas that I've covered when talking with the ODC a lot over the years, mm-hmm. And it's something that the ODC has been integral in helping me with, and it's certainly my family, and I've mentioned before about my aunt, my Aunt Patty and stuff, but even on a personal, a more personal level on that, and it's hard to get more personal than that, but growing up, I was around every creed under the sun, every religion under the sun. That's Chicago. That's the melting pot that it is. But I was not around a lot of people that are like the clients of the ODC. And with that, I noticed when I got here, and I'm going to sixth grade, and my buddy Jeremy Osborne, a shout out to Ozzy, who had has cerebral palsy. I was overcompensating for him.
Yes.
I was going out of my way to open doors and some of these things. Mm-hmm. And while well-intended, I'd never even thought about if Jeremy wanted this.
Right.
It wasn't until sleeping over at his house that I got realizing, I'm making a fool of myself in some ways. Jeremy doesn't need... Now, this is sixth grade that this was going on. And even from then on, I still struggle with this. Mm-hmm. It really has only been in the last handful of years, having the ODC clients come in, talk with them more and everything, that I feel that I've gotten to a much healthier place with this, but not to a place where I ever want to take my foot off the gas.
Right.
You know, I want to always be aware of that blind spot I had, mm-hmm. and to not make up for it, but make good of it, and to do something with that. When we talk about these events, we talk about them being, you know, certainly ways for a nonprofit to make money, to keep the lights on. That's an important part of this. Certainly showing businesses, the community, that these individuals are not only amazing people, but could be amazing workers for your business and that.
Yes.
It's also a nice part of this too, with all of that being all and being done, that these clients, these individuals, get to be out and get to be, you know, with anybody else and doing other people things and stuff that they should be able to do and encouraged to do and everything. It means, I think, as much, and I know this just talking to some of the clients and people over there at the ODC can mean just as much to them as it does us as a community, having fun and enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. Giving them a chance to do all of, like, they should have the chance to do all of the things that we get to do every day. Why not? And we always talk about the power of ability. Like, they have the ability to do these things. Like you said, like, let's not sell them short, first of all, and kind of remove We joke around like about the existential dread of I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say, I don't know how to act, I don't know. And just remembering that they're people. And you, I think the more you interact, just like you said, the more you interact, the more you understand, the easier it becomes. And that's really what it's all about, is...
And so much of life is repetition. And, yeah. and the more you do it, the more normal it becomes, the more it is. So the more of these events and the more of that kind of thing you can experience out there, encourage you to do. Best way to do it is to be a part of things over at the ODC when you see them having events, or if you see an opportunity to be a part of things over there. Mm-hmm. You know, taking the lead and doing it.
Yep.
Also heard the bands were amazing.
Oh, they
great
were so
music.
Good. Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to the Antonettes, of course, Pam Ross. Very special connection to ODC, obviously. And then Sarah Holth is in our mental health clinic as one of our coordinators, our operations coordinator. So again, they have that's pretty near and dear to their heart as far as performing, and they do such a good job and have such an awesome following.
Their harmonies.
Yeah,
oh,
they're
their
just
harmonies.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so fun to listen to them. And then, of course, woo woo. On Southbound.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're always a great draw. And again,
so much fun.
And people all know them. And for them to come out and for the second year in a row, the Antonettes and Southbound doing our event.
It really, it's noteworthy to these bands, especially when you look at the life of an artist. And you know, you really have to, you know, have these gigs and have them really pay off in a lot of those things, and taking time out to be able to be a part of an event like this. A big shout out to them, and certainly all the people, all the individuals involved in this community for making it successful.
Yeah, so a few people. We're just going to give some shout outs to a few people. So, of course, our venue, Rooted in Red. If you've never had a chance to go out there, beautiful venue,
beautiful area.
Great people to work with. We could not pull this off without them. Mm-hmm. So super appreciated. Every time we go whining to them about something we need, they're right there to help us out. They're so accommodating and making sure we have graded paths for wheelchairs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're just handicap drop-off, golf cart back and forth to your car, all of the things that make a inclusive event like this successful. And of course, our sponsors, our big headliner sponsor, which was Felker Brothers out in Marshfield, faithful givers to ODC when it comes to sponsoring. They just understand what we do and why we do it, and are faithful givers. Our on-call sponsors were Nasonville Dairy in Marshfield and Paper City Savings right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm.
Big thank you to all of them. Yeah. And again, so this community making that successful. Looking forward to next year's, and imagine you guys are already thinking.
Oh, yeah. Just talked about it today before
awesome.
I came over here. Yep.
Looking forward to that. Now, we'll be covering it and talking about it with Lisa when that comes up.
Yeah.
We are speaking with Lisa Rouse from the Opportunity Development Center, our ODC right here in Rapids. While we are here at the tail end of August, I know for me, every day I'm thinking about Halloween, Lisa.
Oh,
I love Halloween.
Yes.
I'm a sucker for it. I can't help it. It's one of those things that any opportunity to talk about it, I will. So I'm certainly going to jump at the fact of talking about one of our favorite new things around here in this community. And granted, it's been around a couple of years, but just in that short amount of time, it has become something that people look forward to. And by people, I mean people I don't even know. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know they knew me, are asking me, hey, did you hear they're going to do the haunted house again this year and all that. So Lisa, the community is wondering, are you guys going to do it again this year?
Absolutely.
Right up.
For all of those people out there that enjoy Halloween and are all things Halloween and have probably been to Spirit Halloween like 18 times already, yes, this is for you. ODC's free haunted house. Our theme this year is called Dreadmore Keep, and it is all about the classic horror movies, the Frankenstein and Dracula and all of those. It's coming up October 17th through the 18th. And then that Friday and Saturday, we start at 6 and we try really hard to end at 9:30 and get all of the people through. Super excited about it this year because every year we try to do something a little different. So it isn't the same old thing. So completely different path, completely different theme. So you won't see any of the same things that you saw last year. And one of the fun things we did, well, we tried to do it last year, do something specific for the kids. We are really, really amping that up this year, and we have Dreadmore Cove for the kids. So not a scary experience, but a very separate, very intentional experience for the kids this year, too.
What a creative and fun idea.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of a haunted house doing something like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And it's really listening to your community.
Yeah.
It's a win-win right there with that. I love the creativity of it and the fact that you guys hear the community on that stuff. That's really cool. It also speaks to why this is so successful.
Right.
I know even some members of our staff look forward to it in part because they can bring their kids to it and everything.
Yeah. You don't. So we try to do the scary things for all the people that enjoy getting the pants scared off of them, but we also try to do something for the kids so that they can still have that experience of going through a haunted house, but not making it scary and also interactive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I know, you know, when it came to the beginnings of this and coming up with this idea, part of the intention was a thank you to the community.
Yep. This is a community outreach, which is why we keep it free. This is not a fundraiser. This is our opportunity to say thank you to all of the people that support us and let you know what we do. Maybe you don't know what we do. That's one of the neat things of being inside the haunted house is listening to people go through it in our super scary warehouse and go, what do they do here?
Mm.
Like, what is this for? And this place is so huge, and I never knew it was this big. So hearing the comments of just putting us on people's radars that maybe didn't know who we are, what we do, and why we do it.
Which certainly has a lot of value to it and a lot of greatness when it comes to just understanding more of our nonprofits, some empathy in there.
Absolutely.
But, the other part of that, too, where I make this personal because I know that it's not a reach for anybody out there listening to imagine themselves in a very similar situation if they haven't been in one themselves.
Right.
We found out about the ODC when our family moved here in part because of my grandparents were in a bowling league.
Okay.
With another individual that was being seen by them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't know if they'd have known about the ODC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important that we spread the word about these things. We talk about it. We try to do a real strong job here at the radio station. I know that
you do.
Thank you. I know our great friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media do an amazing job over there, too. There is social media that you guys do a good job with. But all that said, we all know word of mouth. That goes so far.
It does.
Spreading the word about these events with the ODC, and maybe even more importantly, these services that they offer over there, you just don't know who might be able to use those and what life might be changed from that.
Right. We just talked this morning about you get this idea in your head about, oh, it's people with disabilities, and I'm so glad that service is there for them. However, you never know when that might touch you, when maybe you're in some debilitating accident and now you're in a wheelchair, or now you need services like that. And to have a place that you know about that you can go to where people are there to help you is so important, because we just don't know what life holds.
It's such a great point. It's such a great point, Lisa. And with that, and with, of course, piggybacking off of the idea of this being remaining a free event, we know that that doesn't happen easy. We as a community want to be able to help any way we can. Are there items you're looking for to put this house together, this?
So we pull this thing off in a week, and there is so much to take care of in 1 week. So we have 1 week to set up, so we look for volunteers to help with setup. And then on our website, odcinc.com, you can go over to the news and events, and the drop down takes you to all of the things we've done this year. And towards the bottom is Dreadmore Keep. And on there, I will have a list of things that we're going to need. And it can be just simple things like black sheeting or glow sticks or just those things that little details that we need that we could use some help getting, that we wouldn't have to purchase then, and that helps make this haunted house successful. So that list will be there.
One quick thing about that I think might be interesting to people. I know that we've done this a lot in theater, especially community theater, where we're looking for items. Hey, we need a wheelbarrow or something like that, and somebody brings it. And that person is sitting there in the audience and just staring at that wheelbarrow. Just loving
that's
their wheelbarrow's on stage. Yeah, yeah. You can have a little of that with the haunted house in there. this and kind of being a part of those things, along with, of course, just any help that you're able to give with that. What a cool thing to not only be able to experience the haunted house, but to have a little, one of your fingerprint on it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of vested stake in what we do and how many people we reach with it is really cool.
Are we looking for volunteers for this event as well?
Yeah, so set up, we have had some great VTO with setting up like Delta Dental and some of these companies that provide VTO. So we're in really good shape for setup. What we really need is if you're one of those people that love to dress up, you love the Halloween gig, and you just want to lead people on our path through the warehouse, we try to do about groups of 10 and just lead them through so that they don't get lost and they're not running off. And you can do it in costume. You don't have to say anything. You're just leading groups through. We're really looking for those people. So guides and actors during the event is what we really need right now.
Well, we're going to do our best to help you out with that.
Awesome.
And maybe even more so than you might realize. We're going to try really hard on that one. Because we love what you guys do. We love supporting it and being a part of it any way we can, especially when you're able to join us. Again, thank you to the staff joining us for the open house, Lisa, and it's always good hanging out with you. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more about some of the things we got to and everything, what is the best way to get in touch with you?
So the best way is to email me. It's L for Lisa, LROUSE at odcinc.com.
And that's also the website you can go to find out more, odcinc.com. Be sure to follow them on social media and share their posts on your page. You never know who might see it otherwise. We'll talk again real soon. Thanks, Lisa.
You bet. Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.